Hi, y'all. This is Kelly Pickler, and you're listening to Foul Monkeys.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you? How about you?
Episode 7, y'all.
Well, we're back. This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Ryan.
This is Gina. Hi, how are you?
And this is Kelly Pickler.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how about yourself?
Kind of sad. I'm sadsies.
Why?
Because I got voted off.
Of what?
American Idol.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's sad.
Have you any calamari lately?
Calamari? What's that?
Fish.
Quit.
Ooh. I did have some tube steak. Mm. It was good. Simon that tastes was. Good. Yeah. Good.
He's a dick, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I didn't do a very good
big
job.
Old dick, too. Yes.
Gotta love that.
Ooh, it's European. British and it's uncut. Yes. Y'all know what that means?
Yes. It's hooded. It has a hoodie.
It's real gross. He had all kinds of cheese in it.
Yummy. Oh. Sausage and cheese.
I think it was ricotta. I'm not for sure. Bye, Kelly.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, slut.
I'm glad she didn't hear that.
I don't care. Fuck that bitch. She ain't getting paid. Whatever.
We aren't either.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck that bitch. Fuck her.
All right, you guys keep talking while I...
Suck it down. Suck it down.
Hey.
I have to tell you about
plug,
this.
Plug, plug, plug.
Yesterday, when I went to the store, because I had the orange slice one, you know, it was like diet orange, and I was like, oh, it tastes okay, so I'll get the grape one, because they had grape. So, I get this one, and I bring it home, and I think it's diet, and I open it up, I'm like... Damn, this shit tastes good for diet.
Surprise, surprise.
So I drank like three of them. I was like, oh, it's diet. It's okay. Yeah, so I go to offer Gina one today when she gets here. It's regular. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I was like, fuck.
It's
the
real shit.
It's going to suck to go to the other
artificial.
Oh, well.
There's this soda called Black Cherry. Czech soda makes it, but like the Winn-Dixie brand.
Right.
And for those of y'all who don't know Winn-Dixie, it's a grocery store.
Yes, it's like Publix.
It's Winn-Dixie.
Yes. Yeah. But they have their Deep South brand things.
Yes, and, like in the Deep South.
Yeah, by the way, that's the worst brand name like I've ever heard for like a store. Deep South. Mm-hmm. Get your Deep South gravy.
Come on, y'all. Come get your cornbread.
Yes. Get some gravy and some cornbread.
Dip it in my Deep
in your Deep South. Anyway.
Gina, when we say Deep South, we don't mean your vagina. Do you guys hear that?
Hear what? The like party noises?
Yeah,
I don't know. There may be a party next time.
Party at the audience pool. Members.
Ooh, that girl looks. Oh no, she does have a bathing suit on. Okay.
Huh?
That's all right, Ryan.
What's going on? Anyway.
Deep South.
Oh, yeah, they make this brand of soda called, or this flavor of soda called Black Cherry.
Uh-huh.
And if you drink enough of them, your tongue actually changes colors.
My tongue's purple.
But I've never known a beverage to do that before.
Misty checked the color of her tongue.
You never know.
This is her. She went like this. She went.
Is it purple? So you've been blowing a smurf, huh?
That's blue.
Well, you know, blue, purple, it's
get it right, Jonah.
Or a snurf.
A snurf?
Snurf.
Remember the underwater smurfs?
Oh,
the snurfs?
Yes.
Those are snorkels.
The snorkels.
Yes,
snorkels.
Snorks.
Snorks.
Yes.
Snorks. I think it was snorks.
No, it was snorks.
Yeah.
It was snorks.
I love that cartoon.
I'm so glad somebody remembers it.
I remember
it. No, do you remember Shirt Tales? Do you remember the animals that lived in the tree in the park in New York?
They were like...
And they had the letters that flashed on their shirts. There was a monkey, there was a panda bear.
I do remember them.
I don't know the name, but I've never really listened to them.
But like when they would be happy and say, happy, happy, happy.
Wow, that's
like
weird.
Shine on the shirt.
Like
and I remember getting them at like Wendy's or McDonald's or something. You know, the Happy Meals.
Plug, 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 plug.
Plug it up. Plug it up. So.
The Red River.
What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about tattoos and piercings. How about that?
Okay, yeah.
Everybody loves those.
Yay.
I should have brought it up. I saw this tattoo, and this guy had these two metal things, like, right here.
Oh, yeah.
Tattooed into
the back
what
of
is that?
Yeah, it's a piercing.
I don't know what
the barbells,
name of it is.
The barbell piercing?
No, it wasn't going through the skin like this. You know how you get your
Libre
pierce and it has
like that
flat part at the back?
Right, yeah.
It looked like they were just going straight into his neck.
It's
like,
got studs
or
whatever.
It's probably a reverse,
that's cool.
A reverse piercing.
So like the inside of it has the curve or whatever?
Yeah, like you know how you would get your tongue ring done?
Yeah.
People get them, like, put them in their arms and stuff, so the bar sticks out and the balls are actually in
the
skin.
Yeah, what they do is they cut one side on each side and they slide it in this
They're
way
basically
and then slide
like
it in
implants.
That way. Yeah.
That's
yeah, but
so weird.
This is just
like,
two dots. It wasn't, there was no bar or anything.
Yeah, it's probably
so
inside.
So
yeah,
it's
underneath
they it. Put it in like this.
Yeah, it's probably, that could be a curved barbell.
Oh, that looked weird.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I don't know. I'm, you know
that,
I couldn't imagine going
that
like that extreme
be.
With it.
You could
know?
You imagine if it got infected?
Yeah, that sucks.
I learned about an infection in my biology class this week, and the bacteria lives in antiseptic solution.
Cool.
You know, the stuff that they use to actually
to
cure
kill
people with.
Kill germs.
But
germs.
These people at the piercing pagoda, not that I would ever have anyone there pierce my ears, but were doing cartilage piercings, and they sprayed that stuff on it. It had that bacteria in it, and the bacteria got in the person's ear, and it got infected. So when they went to the doctor to have the earring taken out, when they lanced the sore, their whole ear collapsed because the bacteria had eaten all the cartilage in their ear.
Oh my god.
Oh,
I know.
That's horrible.
Isn't that
so
disgusting?
Cool. Well, that's why a friend of mine had his cartilage done.
I don't know, but there are still piercing pagodas. And if
I was an ear model until I got my ear pierced.
An ear model?
Oh, did you see the episode of Seinfeld when he was the hand model and then he burned his hand? Was that Seinfeld?
I don't know.
No. What was... What episode was that?
No, you're
was
talking about
Friends?
With David Duchovny was the
hand
model. David Duchovny was a hand
Zoolander?
Model. Yeah, it was Zoolander.
No, maybe it was...
Yeah,
and he had
Grace.
In a cryogenic frozen...
Yeah, he had his hand
thing.
In this deprivation
like
a,
no,
chamber.
No, this was... Now I have to look it up. Now I feel stupid. Because I don't know what show it came from. But he, like... He burnt his hand... And he couldn't be a model. I can't remember what it was now. Sorry.
Oh, well.
That was stupid.
Life's a biatch.
So anyway, tattoos and piercings.
Ooh, yes.
How many does everybody have?
Gina has two tattoos. I'll have to count while everybody else goes around to tell you how many piercings I have.
I've got two tattoos. One on the way. One more coming on the way.
He's waiting for it to be hatched.
Yeah.
I have one tattoo, and unfortunately, I now only have six piercings. They're all ear. But they're gauged out.
Unfortunately. Why do you say unfortunately?
I used to have 11 piercings.
Uh-huh. You're a good girl.
And then I started at my last job.
That's how that goes. That's what happened to me when I moved to Florida. I know it's probably hard to believe, but when I moved to Florida, I had my eyebrow pierced. I have my nose pierced. I have my labret pierced.
Cool.
I have my ears pierced. I have my nipples pierced. But now I still have my nipples and my ears. And I have three tattoos.
Cool.
And I had to take them out for the other piercings for a job. And I never put them back in. Oh, I have my tongue pierced too.
You forget about that one.
Yeah.
I used it so much I forgot it was there. Oh.
I have the scar.
Oh,
yes.
Whoops.
Oh. Slut. 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 Slut.
Revelation.
TMI.
But from the last episode, Misty, you probably used your slots too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thought so.
I still have a scar from my tongue ring.
Actually, when Misty got, I remember the last time Misty got her tongue pierced, we were at an IHOP like 2 or 3 weeks later, and we're just sitting there eating, and then all of a sudden Misty makes the most excited face I've ever seen. Like, her eyes just lit up, and we're like, oh my god, what is it, Misty? And she's like, I just figured out how to eat.
You don't understand.
Because the bar was so big,
right.
It was like, she couldn't close her mouth with it.
I had my labret and my tongue pierced, like, the day after each other.
Uh-huh.
And it was really hard, because they kept getting caught on each other.
Yeah.
Because the first La Brea is kind of long.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, I remember when Misty gave her first blowjob with her tongue piercing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool, you know, I was there.
I was there.
Well, you put on a show. Why didn't you invite us?
I wasn't the one putting on the show.
Oh.
Ooh. 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 Is there something?
Don't look at me.
There must have been a huge explosion at the end.
Wow, was it?
Not really.
Oh, that's sad.
It was actually, I should tell you guys.
Is it more like an eruption?
Are you talking about?
Ahead, it
is it like a soft eruption?
Mr.
Where
G?
Just like,
go ahead and do it now.
Wait, who's Mr. G?
Screw it, Garrett. Oh,
what?
Wait, well,
not
what?
Not me, no.
Oh, okay.
What?
But he was, when he was going out with,
Do we need to write the name down?
Initials?
Kayla.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't know what the internet is.
The name, sure.
She doesn't know what the internet is.
After one of the parties I had,
another
he was like, there was like this room behind my house. It was like supposed to be the laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody just kind of sat in there. Mm-hmm. And he was in there with his girlfriend, and they started going at it. Meanwhile, another friend of ours, might need to write that name down.
Okay, write it down.
So anyway, this person.
Sorry, we
can't
share it with everyone, but we live in a town where everybody knows everybody.
Oh, okay. I know this story.
Okay, I don't
know
that person.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I do. I do now.
Okay, continue.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure I do.
We'll call that person Hannah. Mm-hmm.
Hannah. Okay.
Hannah Full.
So Hannah was in there as well, but she was kind of like semi passed out. She still had a drink with a straw, and every once in a while you'd see her go. But otherwise, she was laying down and kind of passed out. So his girlfriend comes in there, and she kind of starts making out with Hannah, and I'm kind of just sitting in there. And I'm like, okay. It was unexpected.
Uh-huh.
She just kind of came out of nowhere, entered the room, and was just like, ooh, hey. So a little bit later, he comes in there, and he starts making out with his girlfriend. And then the three of them start making out with each other. And I'm just kind of sitting there. And then his girlfriend proceeds to try and make out with me, which she did. We made out. And then they started kind of going at it. He started, you know, taking off his pants to have sex with his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I'm going to go now. So I get up to go, and she grabs my hand and pulls me back and makes me sit down. So
makes you sit down.
Oh, my God.
But no, she, like, pulled
geez,
me back.
Jesus Christ,
like,
you going to leave?
Hell no.
Stay for the show, damn.
No, the clincher
I'm
is...
I'm going to serve popcorn through it.
The clincher is like, he's having sex with his girlfriend, and she starts to come, and she starts saying my name.
Oh, yes. Oh!
You go, girl.
Tight work.
Wow. That's
well done,
and it was really funny because, like, there's a few people passed out in the house, and I'm sitting there, because there's, like, kind of a step up, and she says that, and I actually went...
You made a girl come.
So
that you know what's even funnier about that is that just leads up to the with him, Mr. G. That just did
there's,
one thing after another.
We can't say a lot of names, so there's we're gonna have to come up with names for these people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That we only know who they are. But we can't say any names right now because it can get us possibly in trouble maybe one day.
Yeah, you never
so.
Know.
Or if they decide to run for office.
Yeah.
Or if they're a teacher.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know. That's crappy.
It was a voice.
Anyway.
A lot of crazy stuff happened at my parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, that did. There's some... there were...
So
see,
should I get you to plan my next party?
Really?
I think it was the house. I think it was the house that she
really?
Was in. Because every time we have parties now,
monkey
it
party.
Just... I don't know. It's not the same.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it was the house.
We think
so
it was the house.
I can't imagine Mr. G like that.
Yeah, I couldn't either. No. I've known him since he was like 12.
The thing is I kind of wanted to forget it. That it was
but,
him. Because I was more looking at her.
Oh.
So.
I see. Aww, that's so sweet.
A little bit of her Lebanese
yes,
side is coming
yes.
out.
Yes. She's half Lebanese. That is so sweet. Aww. Thank
yeah,
you
see.
For coming out on our show.
Ryan, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Well, about what?
The
piercings
truth.
And tattoos?
No. <the truth. laughs> Spill the beans.
All right, so you want to get a new tattoo, right?
Yeah, I do want to get a new tattoo. I have two I have one on the back of my neck, and it's the pie symbol. Like, not like a pie, like a delicious cherry pie. But
the nerdy geek pie.
Yeah, the nerd form of pie.
Yes.
You know, the 3.14159265358979. Yeah, the sign.
I saw the sign.
Anyway, I also have another one on my ass that says, have a nice day, and it's a smiley face.
I want to have one put up right up here. It says entrance and rear.
And you can't see that, but Charlie is pointing on her stomach. Yes. I thought he was going to say entrance here, and I was like, but that's your belly button, Kelly. So who really gets to see the tattoo on her ass?
Anyone who annoys me while I'm a passenger in a car.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yes, that's cool.
I don't know how many times I've seen it.
That and Misty's probably seen it thousands of times. Wow.
Because I've always been there when he shows somebody. I don't know how.
Yeah, she always just walks in the room like, oh yeah, I got a tattoo on my ass.
And she's like, oh, shows somebody,
and then Misty will walk in the room and be like, God damn you.
When he first got it, I was always around when he was showing people. And there were a few times where I'd literally walk into the room and he'd be like.
So like at your last day at work, where you just be like,
hell yeah, I'm going to moon the whole place.
He went in the parking lot to show it to a few people.
Yeah, my boss and my UM and my MT wanted to see it.
Oh,
so.
I thought you meant your boss now.
No.
Miss
no.
V.
Yeah. No.
Miss Viper.
It was back when I had, I guess the only way without to say their name that I could think of that you might remember was Carrot Top.
Okay.
Was one of the names people.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know you night shift people. You are a bunch of freaks.
Yeah, we are a bunch of freaks. With all our butt tattoos.
Butt tattoos.
Showing our butt tattoos to everybody.
Yes. Making people come and you're not even having sex with them.
I know, right?
Oh. She's so I don't remember any of that.
Misty
did. Oh.
She made that girl come.
Yeah,
her
Misty
name.
Sure
she
did.
She didn't even touch her. It's like, damn.
Must be nice.
Really? Jesus. What kind of power you got, girlfriend?
I don't know.
Wonder Woman.
By the way, that would be a total downer for me. If I'm doing my lady, and she's screaming some lady over there's name.
Because she's like, oh, yeah, interesting.
There was a dick in me. Mm. Mm. Yeah, whatever.
Because she's imagining that woman with a strap on behind her.
Yes. My roommate had a purple one.
A purple strap on?
Well, yeah, she called it Barney.
Barney?
I love you.
That's almost a little disturbing, like, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think Barney was a pedophile?
I
think so.
Barney, I have a brother that is, let's see, he's 17 now. So when I was born, he was like, or when he was born, I was 13. So that's all he would fucking listen to is Barney. And he had Barney everything. Barney diapers, Barney bottles.
How embarrassing is that for the parents? My kid loves Barney. Especially for the men, the fathers.
Do you know how many videos I had to watch and rewind fast forward
my son loves Barney.
I hated it.
I got kicked out of that Walmart over there once because of Barney.
Why? What happened?
What'd you do to Barney?
Because there were these, I was on the toy aisle and there were these two kids playing with one of the stuffed Barneys that like when you squeeze it would do the song and stuff,
right?
And they were throwing it back and forth, and they hit me with it a couple of times, like throwing it. And I picked it up, and I ripped its head off, and threw the head at one of them, and threw the body at the other one.
Yay.
And there was this guy that works there that was at the end of the aisle, and he's like, I think I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
You're fine.
I was, like, back, like, the next day. But
of course, everyone is. I used to work at the service desk.
I can't
remember. Tell them, no, you can't return this. And they're like, I'm never coming to Walmart ever again. Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah,
I've been kicked out of Walmart so many times I can't even count.
Elmo. That would be fun.
Who?
Elmo.
Elmo.
What about him?
Tickle me, Elmo. Rip his head off.
Yeah, it'd probably still keep laughing. It'd be so creepy.
It's possessed.
Okay, so on the last, two episodes ago. Yeah, two episodes ago, we talked about Saddle Creek. And I had no idea what this place was, but apparently it's a place for male prostitution.
Sexual playground.
It's rampant.
Baby.
And
yes,
it's just
Disney
crazy.
World.
Well, Misty decided to go home and do a bunch of research on it. And she has a couple arrests that we'd like to share with you. Yes. It gives their name and their birthday and their occupation, but we're going to skip their name.
Yes, I think that's
But we're going to say some of their occupations.
Skip their address, too.
Yeah, their address, but give their age.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all going to read a couple after off of that. And just imagine, oh, you know what we should do? We should read one and then make up like a storyline to go with it.
I don't know, there's a lot of them.
Yes.
Oh, I want to read one of the good ones. Here we are.
Okay.
Okay. We'll just call them by their first and last initial.
Okay.
So TC here was born in 58. He's a middle-aged guy. Yeah. Lives in Auburndale. Mm-hmm. He was charged with exposure of sex organ and soliciting another to commit lewdness. Therefore, he exposed himself and was asking someone else to give him sex.
Yay.
Which is probably a blowjob.
Yes.
Yeah.
His occupation? Music minister at Life and Praise in Auburndale.
Aww, yay for the Christians. They need sex too, butt sex.
And actually, I would like to read another one.
Okay.
This person was charged with possession of an open container, possession of cannabis, and possession of paraphernalia.
Mm-hmm. Get high, brother.
They work at South Tampa Health and Rehab.
Yay!
That's great.
Does anyone else want to read something?
Yeah, I totally do. Let's see.
He'll be this. Like, that guy is probably like, dude, didn't I
I really want to read this one.
Didn't I like bend you out?
This person, their occupation is retired. We'll call them ML. They're charged with soliciting another to commit lewdness, committing lewdness, and trespass after warning. Ooh. And their date of birth is 1929, yay, which means they are 77 years
That's
old.
That's hot. Can you imagine?
Go, Grandpa. Mm-hmm.
Grandpa, what are you doing here?
Well, hi, Junior. You want some lollipop?
They're old enough to almost be my great-grandpa.
Yeah. Ooh. That's scary.
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine your great-grandpa?
Who's your granddad?
Like, going down to Sour Creek and being like, what's up?
Hey, granddad.
What's up, son?
Hook me up with a... With a
hook me up with a beecher.
You like a mature man?
You like a mature, wrinkled old man? Then I'm for you.
I got billions.
Crickets?
Yes, I know. Okay, well, this person was just being very, he's just a giving person. This is BC. He was born in 51. Oh, Lord, Jesus Christ. I hope Disney doesn't hear about this, but he's from Disney World. Oh, Disney. And he was offering to give somebody, commit lewdness. I guess that's giving them a hand, so to speak, or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, wow.
That's nice of him.
God,
those Disney employees are really nice, aren't they?
Yeah, they
go out their way.
They love to share. Yes.
They'll drive all the way back
to Hayden. 30 miles away.
Smile on your face. Wow, that
it's
is
the
so
wonderful,
wonderful
world of Disney.
This
I'm going to have to send them
there.
An email thanking them.
Let's see here.
So that's some gay Disney out there.
Okay, did we already read all these?
We read some of them.
Which one? Let's see. You already did
crickets.
This one. I know, right?
Hello. Gonna cricket me.
So I actually had a friend who was arrested there.
Oh, tell us.
So did I.
No real names. No real
okay.
names.
So did I.
His he's not on these lists because they were actually press releases from sting operations that they did.
Ooh.
And you would think people would get word of it after the first person was arrested. But no, they arrest like anywhere from like 9 to 12 people each time they do those.
And what about these idiots on these, they're showing these shows about nabbing these pedophiles and these fucking guys are showing up. Yeah, I'm here to see a 14-year-old girl. Hello, you dumbass. Haven't
right.
you watched TV?
Well,
oh my God.
What was your friend doing? I mean,
who
can you
was
go
he doing?
Detail?
Okay. So we'll call him JJ.
Jammin' job.
Okay. First of all, he was picked up when he was underage by the cops, and he was going to be charged for soliciting, like, you know, selling himself. But because he was a minor, they got the charges dropped and everything.
Right. He was free.
Because he didn't know better.
So yeah, his first time.
And then he blamed his parents.
Yes.
Of course.
Mom and Daddy made me do it. But I'll do it for free for you. Just let me go, please.
Apparently, the first time he was arrested at Saddle Creek was only 2 weeks after his 18th birthday.
Aww, chicken.
And he was actually there with a guy that he thought was his boyfriend. And he pulled up, and they were together. And it turns out that his boyfriend was a cop. Like he wasn't undercover, but he was a cop.
Uh-huh.
And when the other cop pulled up and seen them together.
Oh, and then he said, I was arresting this person or something.
Like, he said that it was part of a sting or whatever.
That
so
is
he like got screwed over the first time.
He got fucked everywhere.
That is so dirty.
Because basically he was like, no, he's not my boyfriend.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Like, did they break up?
You know, I was with a police officer before from Lakeland.
I guess that's a good way to break it off with somebody if you're a police officer.
Exactly.
Just send him to jail. Yeah, I didn't know how to break up with you. Set a citizen you to jail.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna let Bubba tell you that we're breaking up.
So like the first time's not really his fault.
Uh huh.
But you know, it was pretty screwed up. He got like probation and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, he was walking home from Dockside.
Oh gosh, there's no houses near there, is there?
No.
Okay.
he was cutting through Saddle Creek.
Sure.
So what he tells me, because I didn't know him when he got arrested the first time, but I knew him when he got arrested the second time. And what he explained to me is that he was walking through Saddle Creek Park because he figured he could find somebody that he knew from Dockside and get a ride home.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he got the ride all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he did find somebody that he knew.
Yes.
And they were like, hey, give me a blowjob and I'll take you home.
Oh.
So he does it, and they get caught, and he gets arrested, and he's like trying to say he doesn't know why they're charging him with soliciting.
Well, you were selling yourself for a ride home.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
he acted completely clueless.
See, in that case, bartering is okay. I'm giving him blowjobs so he can give me a ride home. There's no money exchanged.
That first one is kind of shitty.
But the
second
that
one
is
completely
his
fault.
Well, the second one, come on, cutting through Saddle Creek. Hello, quotation marks,
yes.
You can't see it.
You guys don't seem to understand. Saddle Creek, it's a park.
Uh-huh.
But it's not
Disney
like a regular
World.
Park. It's the way it is, there's like there's a road going through it,
mm-hmm.
and then there's like a bunch of little peninsulas
uh-huh.
of land.
Right.
And there's just water all around. The only thing that's there is a company called Saddle Creek Corporation. It's like their warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And it's not even that big. There's like a little...
She's a size queen.
A little trailer park where people like park their RVs. And like some people even have tents pitched there like all
right.
the time.
Yeah, that's what happens whenever they go to Saddle Creek is they pitch a tent. That's how they know, okay, I'm next.
Now,
serving number 42.
Like they have at the deli, 42. Like, please take a number.
Thank you for your patience.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
So the only road nearby
rich, bitch, but
is
92,
which is like the main road between Auburndale and Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
And right next to that is Dockside.
Or which is the old
Dyke Side.
Is it still open?
And if you don't know where it's at, we'll have a map.
That is a sick sad bar.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I think the one in Lakeland is bad.
Did you see the one when it was on Wabash?
No.
There was a gay bar on Wabash.
There is a new gay bar down here behind
it was called Naughty
Nera
Pines.
Bread. Naughty Pines? I went there.
Place that used to be like a biker bar. And they left the decor.
It was kind of woodsy or something. But apparently this new gay bar down behind Panera Bread on the south side it's called Hidden something. Hidden Path or something like that. Mm. But apparently that's where all the South or the Florida, what's the college around Lake Collingsworth?
Florida Southern.
That's where all the Florida Southern boys go.
Oh, okay. So
yes.
That's a religious college.
So them is some edumacated club goers.
Edumacated church going gays.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
absolute
nice.
Tags.
So that's enough on Saddle Creek.
In an attempt to try and clean up the little area that's there, to try and get people to come to the park, mostly during the day, they built a playground.
Have you ever heard of what's it called, Dameron Guide?
No.
You know, it's Dameron Guide, for those of you who don't know, is a gay publication of all different gay, hotels, restaurants, like that. Mm-hmm. Well, Saddle Creek's listed in it.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, yes.
No way.
It's a worldwide publication. We're talking the international publication.
Wait, what? Polk County is worldwide.
Saddle Creek is mentioned.
It's like a gay Yellow Page kind of thing.
But it's international.
Oh, sorry.
Whoops. Okay, we have to
take a break. Has to be in every episode.
We have to take a break while Ricky answers his phone.
Oh, I'm kind of upset. Can we take a rain check on tonight?
Ooh.
We'll have to discuss that later.
Oh.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Well, we're going on 31 minutes, so I think we can finish talking about what we want to talk about and more if we want. Who cares?
Yes. Yeah. It's our show. We can do what the fuck we want.
Well, Gina wanted to tell us a little bit about some relatives that she has.
Oh, yes.
That may be coming into town soon.
Yes, I got an email not too long ago. You did? Surprised the fuck out of me. Sure, that's we got on the air.
Really?
Yes.
Did they know we were on the air?
Well, they somehow
got
a hold of
iTunes?
Our episode, huh?
Downloaded us from iTunes, right?
I'm not sure. I think they probably looked
Yeah, they probably looked up Foul Monkeys on iTunes and downloaded the episode.
Plug, plug, plug.
Plug, plug.
But yes, it seems as though, I don't know how true this is, I have an investigator checking it out, but supposedly I have a half-brother.
What?
Yes. His name is Enos. He's from up in West Virginia. So, I have an investigator.
Enos?
Yeah, Enos. Yeah.
E-N-I-S.
Yeah, Enos.
That's interesting.
Yeah. He's
Didn't you say he had a daughter or something?
Yes. Fellatio.
Yeah? No. It wasn't fellatio. I thought it was fallopio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fallopio.
My bad. I don't even know my
Fellatio is going to be a different person
That's right.
That's one of
royalty.
Yeah, royalty.
Royalty. I got so excited when I heard that that Her Majesty was coming on. I got just
right.
so excited.
I know, right?
I'm just like so excited.
Fallopia and Enos.
Yes, but
when was the last time you saw?
Oh, that's the thing. He, sent me this email claiming that he's my, half brother. So, like I said, I have an investigator checking it out. So,
and if
that's the case, then we'll have him on.
Is it Captain Dick? Investigator Dick?
Yes, Mr. Dick.
Mr. Dick?
Yes.
He's
investigating. He works real hard.
Yes. Yeah?
He works real hard too.
I heard he stands up to everything.
Oh my god, he's up to any challenge. You can't keep him down.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, if we find out he's actually my brother, then yes, hopefully we'll have him.
Be on the show?
Yes, we'll have to find him.
I bet he's interesting like you.
Enos? Well, up in West Virginia, hello.
Right. We all know from the
line. That's Ozark territory, isn't it?
Yes.
I bought me a cow.
Uh-huh.
No, it's a goat.
And supposedly, he's supposed to be a farmer.
Hello. A farmer?
Yes.
I didn't know they were there in West Virginia. Maybe he's a cannabis farmer.
Maybe.
We definitely.
You can really hide that in the woods there. Like,
bring me some samples, cousin. Oh, brother, excuse me. Brother, bring me some samples. My brother.
Well, in West Virginia, he can be your cousin.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's easy to mix it up.
Yes, we know them.
He's your bro
code. People there, they keep it in the family.
Is that where Daryl's not from?
No.
No? He was born in Florida?
I'm not sure where he was born. I know he's lived most of his life down in
Florida. We'll have to interview him.
Florida.
We'll have to interview him on the next show.
Yes. Retarded dick.
Yeah, we were supposed to do a photo today of him, but
Mr. Attitude.
Yeah, he had an attitude last time. He still hadn't got his streamers yet.
Yes.
Yeah. The only retarded
man
diva
likes
I know.
Streamers.
I know. He loves his streamers.
Can you believe how much of a dick he is?
I know.
When you don't get his way.
God damn. I'd hate to see if he didn't get the gold.
Oh, Jesus.
That's probably how he gets it. It just doesn't even win it, and he just throws a fit.
Retarded
and they're like, here, just take it, damn.
Oh, like, one beat us on the stick. Know.
Yeah, they don't know who wins anyway.
Oh, yay! So we wanted to have we were thinking, because speaking of Daryl, we wanted to have like an opening song for him when he did come visit us, but we can't seem to think of any lyrics for this.
Yes. So here's a challenge.
We want to challenge everyone that's listening. If you can send the lyrics to foulmonkeys@gmail.com to us, we'll set it to music and we'll see what we can do.
Yes.
That would be great. We want to hear what you guys have to say about Daryl.
Yes.
Yep.
And if you don't remember Daryl, you should go back to episode 5 and listen. And
was it four?
No, it was 5.
Oh, okay.
No, it was 4.
No, it was 5.
It was 4. We just did 6.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you're right. it was 4. Sorry.
I think someone else should have been
and
in the bathroom.
And I'm the only one that's actually normal here today.
I think someone else should have went in the bathroom, too.
Hmm. Right.
In our meeting.
Maybe I have a contact.
You're the only ones whose
brainwaves
are uninterrupted.
What?
So, yes, now that I'm famous.
Oh, excuse me.
Whoa. Now that I'm famous, you know, all of them are coming out of the woodworks.
I know, right?
Jesus.
I don't even. I mean, Kelly, I mean, I guess she heard something. Yeah. You know.
Wanted to be on the show.
Last episode, and then she was here.
Yeah.
Don't you just love it
just
when
showed
you
up
get
at
famous,
the door?
They just, everybody just starts coming out of the woodworks
right.
Then.
I know.
Fuckers.
That's crazy.
Where was you at when I was eating cat food?
At the nursing home.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of nursing home, I have a funny story. On the way over here, we saw an old lady. There's a nursing home near my apartment complex, and as I'm driving over to get on like one of the major roads, we drove past the nursing home, and there's an old lady just hobbling across the road, and I think she was like breaking out. I think that was her big.
She was like
her big,
and looking behind her.
Yeah, and
ain't seen me yet.
She was just, you know, running for old people. She was pretty old. I mean, ends up being like hobbling. So
did she have the tennis balls on the end of her thing? Have
I
you seen that
those.
Before?
I love
no,
those.
What?
Or they so they have the walker and they have tennis balls on the end so that
makes
they don't
slide.
Oh yeah. No, she didn't have a walker
no,
or anything.
She
just kind of hobbling.
Red dyed hair.
Yeah.
Maybe she
was
like
wrong.
It was one of the
red.
Main reasons I saw her. It was like
maybe
rose tone.
Maybe she disguised herself as a clown figure.
You did
maybe
say
that's
you
a
liked
easy
redheads.
Way to break out.
Ugh. Yeah, Brian is a redhead man.
No.
Turn his head awfully quick.
Not going there.
I think you should.
Come back and do
could you imagine them saggy titties? Just like
no, I'd
to
like
stomach.
Not
She'd
to.
Have to
thank
roll
you.
Up.
Ooh.
Oh.
Put lotion on them so they'll be a little bit smoother.
Oh, yes.
She probably had a rose put on there when she was like 20, and now it's like a long stem rose. Yeah.
Come here, sonny boy. Let me show you something.
Yeah, bend down here and lick my nipples. Yes, right there, right below the knees. Yes,
that's hot.
Mm-hmm. Don't you like Granny's nipples?
Yes, pinch Granny's nipples.
Yes, you're a good sonny boy.
Okay,
gonna
we're about
get
to reach
Grandma's
the nasty
off.
Zone. Right now.
Grandma's gonna get off. Oh yeah, come on, Johnny boy.
Okay. Oh my God, I feel like I'm there. What am I like?
Tweak, tweak, tweak.
Okay, I think we should probably end the show now.
Yeah.
I guess this fucking trying to get 30 minute shows is like.
Right. Actually, we're going on 40 minutes.
So I guess we might leave that shit up.
Right. So we'll say goodbye. We want to remind you that you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can go on our website and check us out, all the episodes, and look at and see what we look like and all that good shit. And leave comments. Leave comments, hint, hint, hint. That's at www.foulmonkeys.com.
And make sure that you go to iTunes search for Foul Monkeys and subscribe to our podcast.
Oh, yes.
And make sure you go to Podcast Alley and vote for our podcast.
Yes.
And I Ryan and Misty, I guess, may be regulars on our show now. So we have two token straight people and one gay person and one we don't know. Because
Check
he likes
box.
Both.
Other.
Yes. Other. China's other.
You can write it in. just yes. other Jenna. Yes.
But
yes, we love you people. Thank you.
We can't wait to do the next show, yes. and we hope you enjoy your week.
We love you. Fuck Bye. You.